Water cannons, drone surveillance, and a startup catches a Chinese destroyer. Chinese Coast Guard vessels fired water cannons at ships near Scarborough Shoal this week in the latest physical confrontation in the South China Sea. Waters where a 2016 Permanent Court of Arbitration ruling affirmed Philippine legal claims, and which China has continued to contest by simply refusing to recognize the tribunal's authority. The escalation pattern in those waters has intensified throughout 2026. What distinguished this week's episode was how it was documented. A California startup called CSATS deployed an autonomous surface drone that captured and transmitted footage of a Chinese destroyer operating inside the Philippines' exclusive economic zone. Reuters independently verified the footage. The episode demonstrated that commercial autonomous technology is now generating geopolitical intelligence previously requiring expensive military assets, and that real-time, commercially captured video of specific treaty violations is the kind of documentation that can drive formal UN Security Council complaints, even if China holds a veto over any resulting resolution. The hardware dimension of the China rivalry carried into European industrial policy. Chinese robots are filling UK warehouse roles at precisely the moment US import restrictions prevent American companies like Amazon and Walmart from deploying the same technology in domestic fulfillment centers. British and European competitors can access the efficiency gains freely, creating a competitive asymmetry in warehouse automation costs. Israeli Prime Minister Netanyahu used New York City Mayor Zoran Mamdani, who has been outspoken about the Gaza conflict, in a re-election campaign advertisement, illustrating how American municipal elections are now read internationally through the lens of Middle East policy. A petition by 9/11 families to bar Mamdani from the Ground Zero 25th anniversary ceremony has topped 43,000 signatures, with both actress Patricia Heaton and President Trump backing the effort. Costa Rica's Rebecca Grinspan, who ran the UN Conference on Trade and Development, led the first straw poll to succeed Antonio Guterres as UN Secretary General, a result that, if it holds through subsequent rounds, would place the first woman in that role. The State Department, meanwhile, was caught using an AI-generated map that mislabeled every African country, a visible illustration of AI tools being integrated into government workflows faster than quality control frameworks can track.